Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Briggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Callison trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Santo, who tags Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. 2 outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wine strikes out. Two outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert misplays the ball. That's an error on Beckert. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger strikes out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison moves to second. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison scores. Allen moves to third. It's 3-0, Phillies. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. Dalrymple takes first base on ball 4. Gonzalez moves to second. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum bunts towards the mound. Short settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Calhoun's now pitching. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Short is 0-for-1 in the game. Short hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Briggs moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Callison reaches third base with a triple. Briggs scores. It's 5-0, Phillies. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gonzalez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Dick Stewart, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Calhoun's. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart throws to second for one, and Wine throws back to first, with short covering, and Short drops the ball. Landrum moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ellis Burton now playing center field. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Short is 0 for 2 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rojas is 0 for 3 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krug is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Krug strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Phillies. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing left field. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Callison is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Callison strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keene. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. There goes Gonzalez trying to get to third. Keene throws the ball into Santo, who tags Gonzalez for the out. Two outs. It's 6-1, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dalrymple is walked intentionally. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Dalrymple moves to second. It's 7-1, Phillies. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Short is 0-for-3 in the game. Short hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up towards Short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stewart moves to second. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rojas is 0-for-4 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Callison is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Keen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Briggs. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Krug is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Santo moves to second. It's 7-2, Phillies. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards Short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Santo moves to third. 2 outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.